ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado has touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Kind of like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado has touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the four state
areas.
You
drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis, but like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of 2 motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least 1 tornado has touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say 5 people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After 4 batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former
true.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabba, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, you know, we'll see.
At least one tornado has touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the Forest State
area. You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 a.m. W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, you know, we'll see.
At least one tornado has touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of 2 motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least 1 tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say 5 people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After 4 batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station. I didn't, to the
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's civic media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
This is The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. WBZH.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury's found James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss his classified documents trial based on unconstitutional vagueness. It's one of two motions. The other, the former president says, is his protection under the Presidential Record Act. Millions are in the path of severe weather. Denver in the grip of what could be its worst winter storm in years. David Bocci's car was stuck in a snowdrift.
Well, I was trying to get to work, but, we'll see.
At least one tornado's touched down in southern Indiana and in southern California. They're dealing with extreme Santa Ana winds. An update on U.S. troops in Haiti. The Pentagon says their mission right now is to shore up the security at the U.S. embassy. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. This is ABC News. Authorities say five people were hurt when a FedEx tractor rolled off a bridge. The head of the International Atomic Watchdog is in Japan, where Fukushima nuclear wastewater is being released into the ocean.
IAEA chief Rafael Grossi believes the water discharges pose no environmental risk.
After four batches of more than 30,000 each tons of treated water, the process is going as we had envisaged.
He contends it's not posing any environmental danger determined by
our own independent sampling and working also in close coordination with Japan.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Catholic charitable organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The ruling raises the bar for religions to show that their charities deserve tax exemptions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former
true.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. WBZH.
This is The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Michigan jury has convicted James Crumbly, father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. A separate jury convicted his mother, his wife, Ethan's mother. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
What this tells me is that we are now in a new day in how America responds to mass shootings and school shootings, given the fact that now we have these two parents, the first in American history, held criminally liable for their child's school shooting.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Severe storms, including at least one suspected tornado, slammed parts of Indiana and Kentucky. A federal judge rejected former President Trump's bid to dismiss his classified documents trial based on constitutional vagueness. She's still considering Mr. Trump's claim that he was covered by the Presidential Records Act. Stocks closed lower today. You're listening to ABC News. A 27-year-old Florida woman has been found dead on a cruise ship in the Bahamas. Police say the cause of death is unknown, but a 32-year-old Florida man is in custody on drug charges. Miami is gearing up for what is often the wildest of spring break weekends.
City officials say it's been a pretty mild spring break so far, but Miami Beach Commissioner David Suarez says this coming weekend is when they see the most bloodshed. It's the heart of spring break and the weekend before Miami Music Week, when young people from all over the world come to party and attend music festivals. The city's taken a cracking down on spring break partiers as things have gotten out of hand in recent years. The Miami Herald reports 80% of arrests on South Beach so far have been locals, an improvement over years past. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Actor Pierce Brosnan's pleaded guilty to charges stemming from an incident in November where he walked off a trail in a thermal area of Yellowstone National Park. He got a $500 fine and has to make a donation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.